You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment. If you're watching on the live stream, good morning, live stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Busy show coming up for you, busy week as well. Our friend and colleague and sports reporter for Civic Media, Mike Clemens, is going to be joining us after the 9:30 news. Packers won.
Yeah.
Beat the Bears. The Bears.
First place, the Bears, too.
Yeah.
So it was, it was a very tumultuous weekend. Fine tumultuous, not crazy tumultuous, but just a lot going on.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't able to really watch the game. So when I saw that they won, I was like, oh, that's it. You know, if you're listening to the show, I'm not the biggest football fan. If you put me in the room, I'll cheer for the Packers, of course, always. But there's always a little bit of me going, oh, man, they beat the Bears. Good job. Especially this season, the Bears are playing better.
Yes, they are. The Bears actually have a team this year. So Mike Clemens joining us after the 9:30 news in hour number two. A repeat visit from Erin Kelly from Kelly's Greens in Wauwatosa. We talked to her just a couple of weeks ago. After they passed that measure to reopen the government, they slipped in a little thing in there that would essentially kill all the hemp businesses.
Well, and it got signed. It went through.
And then there is a push on the state level as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about what, if anything, has happened in the weeks since the last time we talked to Erin Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
If these things hold, her business, Kelly's Greens and Wauwatosa, is essentially going to be outlawed.
Yes.
And her outlet and so many other outlets across the states that sell hemp products.
There's a huge conversation that goes into this. And I, you know, reiterate the fact that when the shutdown was going on, one of the things you would hear from the GOP side was, we just want you to sign a clean CR. The clean CR, there's just a clean CR. We'll keep it rolling and we'll get back to the conversation. Well, there was some things that slipped in. And this one seriously threatens local businesses, jobs, people's health. And they're using the most frivolous, dumb 1950s excuses for doing what they're doing. And it really is going to harm a lot of individuals. And that's not good. But be interesting to talk to Erin, because she knows all this stuff. We talked a little bit about it last week with some developments, but I want to hear from her.
Yeah. Erin Kelly coming up in hour number two. And then our colleague here at Civic Media and host of Nightlight, Pete Schwabe, will be joining us for Audio Sorbet today. We will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the surprise edition. Stay tuned for that.
And also, let's not forget, lest we forget, we cannot forget that it is. Calvin, can I get the big sound effect? Jane's last week. Oops, I spelled something wrong there. Day one. I seriously want echo here. But yes, it is the first.
There we go.
Yeah, it is your last week. You are
retiring.
You are quitting. But we're going to have a lot of fun today and the rest of the week. We're going to have great guests coming through. We're going to be listening to old clips. We're going to be hearing from people. We're going to be exploring your past.
Oh, dear.
Don't worry. It won't be that embarrassing. But I didn't choose your hairstyles. That was all a you choice. I believe in a woman's right to choose everything, and you did it with your hair. Holy good Lord.
Everybody had perms in the 80s.
Yeah, but yours took up, like, zip codes.
It needed its own
like municipality with its own infrastructure system, a school system based on your perm.
I'll own that.
But
it was an impressive perm.
We'll be talking news, but we're going to be having a lot of fun this week. And I encourage everyone to call, to text in. Maybe next hour we'll do this when we have our guests on. But send us an email. Let us know your memories of Jane, how she's affected you in the positive. If it's in the negative, shut up.
No, send it in too.
But yeah,
have a little balance.
Let us know, because we want to share that with everyone. And I'm just further making sure that Jane knows that everything she's done over these more than 200 years in radio.
Several thousand years. Yes.
is had an impact, and that we will never forget you, Joanne, ever.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a really heartfelt moment. And now I have to pull myself together after that. No, it's going to be a fun week. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Exactly, exactly.
And thanks for all the work you've been doing behind the scenes and Calvin and everybody else trying to get things digitized. And that just tells you how long I've been in this business. So much stuff I had on VHS.
This is on microfiche.
I know, right? Okay. It is week two.
Of what?
Speaking of important things.
Week two of what?
It is week two of our multi-state text to win grown-up gift list contest.
You did it.
Across the network.
There you go.
Our daily prize all this week, $200 in cash. We have three grand prizes as well, including a brand new stainless steel cookware set, brand new snowblower, portable air conditioner, but there's only one way to enter.
How's that?
You have to have the Civic Media app.
I have that.
Open up your phone.
Done.
Open up the Civic Media app.
Done.
Text in the word.
Yep.
Play.
Whoa.
P-L-A-Y. Play is this hour's keyword. Text in the word play, P-L-A-Y, via the Civic Media app, and you are in the running for that $200 in cash, and then for one of the three great grand prizes. You can't win if you don't enter.
You also can't win if you work here either. I tried too. Texting once and it just said, no.
No, not you. But you, if you are listening, can play like Tom in Hartford and Jesse in Dane County and Mark in Jefferson and Sarah in Green Bay. Play is the word, P-L-A-Y, text in play. You have until 10 o'clock to text that in and then be in the running for all of those prizes. Tom Hartman will have the next word for you coming up in the 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Wanted to start off with this just briefly. A lot of talk about the economy.
It's great, Jane. The economy is great. It's so good. I mean, honestly, like, I wish people would just understand how star-spangling awesome the economy is right this moment.
Yeah, maybe except for people's lived experience. But if you're part of the Trump administration, you have to go out and say how ducky everything is. Just like Kevin Neckbrace Hassett. Bessent. I'm sorry. I confuse smiley Kevin.
Nasally
Hassett,
smile with
with Neckbrace Bessent, who is the secretary of the Treasury Secretary.
Yes,
he had a comment. I think we should all take to heart. Calvin, let's play that clip from Kevin Bessent, please.
The American people don't know how good they have it.
Play that one more time.
Sorry,
the American people don't know how good they have it.
That's what he said yesterday.
I don't.
We just don't know how good we have it, everybody. Stop being ungrateful.
And what is so good?
Well, the stock market's good.
The stock market's good. If I'm not mistaken, let me see here. Because I saw this, and this isn't bad, but also we've said that this has nothing to do with the president, regardless of party. But gas prices in America right now, it's $2.95 average. In Wisconsin, it's $2.59. And that is good.
That
helps with the pocketbook. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, and I've said this about Biden, Obama, and anybody else. Gas prices have nothing to do with who's in the office. It's about the deals they make when they're in office. But just being the president doesn't mean gas prices go one way or the other. They go by season. They go by reasons. They go by incidents.
It's a global market.
It's a global market. And America doesn't really get to say how much gas is.
Scott Bessent was referring to the Good Friday sales. Good Friday sales were good.
Black Friday?
Black Friday sales were good.
Okay.
And but they're highlighting record Black Friday shopping as a sign that tariffs aren't hurting the economy. Unfortunately, major retailers like Kohl's and Williams-Sonoma say the price hikes are coming within weeks. Politico reporting a post-holiday economic hangover would be a blow to the administration, already struggling to convince Americans that they are effectively addressing cost of living concerns. A lot of companies say they absorbed a lot of the tariff costs for months. But the big three U.S. automakers now reporting massive losses because of these trade deals.
Oh, we saw Ford say that earlier this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
There are only so many. You can only play those games for so long. Inventories get drawn down and all of those things eventually wear out. That's kind of where we are now. This is from Wayne Weingarten, a senior fellow at the Pacific Research Institute. Companies are trapped because you have a cost increase. You really don't have time to resource it. and you're not sure if resourcing is the right thing to do because perhaps the tariffs get deemed illegal.
Yeah.
Which could still happen. That decision has not come down yet. Small businesses also have less capabilities to absorb higher tariff costs. Some have been forced to take out loans to pay for their tariffs.
Oh my God.
That's not good.
Well, and that was the thing I was going to make a comment on with regard to Black Friday shopping. Yeah, people might be buying more, but what percentage of that purchasing is being done on credit cards?
Exactly.
And of that purchasing, how much is being done on credit cards? Because it has to be done because they don't have the available cash to pay for it up front.
Right.
That's the big problem too. Yeah, people are getting accustomed to a certain lifestyle. There's convenience and there's ease and there's low, no rate interest, which, by the way, I just found this out. Amazon's getting rid of their no interest credit card that I had for a long time. Their in-house credit card.
Oh, really?
It'll allow you 24 months to pay on it. And they're getting rid of that. They're going to have a new system, quote unquote. I think it's their 6-month payoff system they're going to do, essentially a layaway, but you get the stuff. Point is, you're putting people into untenable situations to buy things they need to have. And to a certain extent, Christmas, holidays, there are things you need to have or things you don't want to maybe deny your children from having.
Right.
So you have to make those choices. But school tuitions, school supplies, car payments, those things are being put on credit cards and we're throwing people into these deep, high interest holes. So it's not that the economy is just so good we don't know it. It's that we do know it and we're just putting on a blindfold saying, I got to get through this quarter. I have to pay for X, Y, and Z, and I'll deal with it later. And meanwhile, you've got 15, 25, 30% interest rate on credit cards on purchases of like $1,000, $1,500, $2,000.
It's just crushing.
It's crushing.
It's just crushing.
And it would be nice if there was an administration that made it a little easier, maybe with late fees, but that went away too. So
right.
It's just a matter of like, you want to make the economy better, make it a little bit easier for the consumer. Not all the way, not asking for a handout, but just invest.
I guess we're just not smart enough to see.
Well, Scott Bessent is an incredibly smart man. He's got the word secretary next to his name.
He does. Let's play that clip once more, Calvin, just so we all get the message from the Trump administration about prices.
The American people don't know how good they have it.
There you go.
Also, for a side note, if you go to Instagram and you follow Matt and Air on Air, find the clip with Scott Bessent. You look for it. The one that has 640,000 views.
We got a lot of views.
When he lies, he's got to tell. He stutters and he stammers and he stops talking. He is trying to. It's like you
he's
know,
looking, he's hunting.
A good liar has the lie going in their head. It's good improv, essentially. He's not a good liar because he's trying to think of things in real time and he stops and stutters. And you're like, yeah, you're just showing us your hand right now. This is terrible. This is bad. It's not good.
You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 9:30 news, Friend, colleague, sports reporter for Civic Media, Mike Clemens, is going to be joining us fresh off last night's Packers-Bears game.
Packers victory.
Packers win over the Bears. Mike Clemens joining us after 9:30. Stick around for that. Before the break, we were talking about affordability, the price of things. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent saying, Americans, we just don't know how good we have it.
Again, I'd like for him okay, fine. That's a great opening statement. What do we have besides Black Friday purchases that's so great?
Well, the stock market's doing well.
Let's take a look at the stock market. You, Jane, you talk to the people.
Okay. Peter, by the way, from New London, listening on WISS, texted in, a lot of us went into our savings to buy gifts, and now we have to replenish that. Last year I did too, but not nearly as much. Yeah, I think a lot of people are putting things on credit cards.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, if you see my Uncle Charlie in New London, tell him Greg says hi. That's how it's been for a very long time. They've made credit cards more accessible. I mean, there was a time when getting a credit card was a daunting task. And it was also not, I mean, it wasn't just tap shop. It wasn't just having it on your phone. You know, the whole process was protracted. Now, you don't even have to get a card. They'll just send you the numbers and you can start spending. Yep. And I am a person who had to go through some pretty hardcore lessons when it came to that. And people spending money on their credit cards is not the sign of a good economy. That's a sign of people who can't afford to live. So they're making hard choices. And Peter, you're right. And hopefully you have the money to replenish those things. And hopefully people can find new avenues. But some people only have credit cards.
Well, and speaking of saving money and all those things, and yeah, scrapping huge fine on airline that stranded millions is in the public interest, according to the Trump administration. The Trump administration quietly posted a notice Friday announcing that Southwest Airlines, which was fined after it left millions of people stranded over the holiday season in 2022. Remember that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Millions of people stranded on Southwest over the 2022 holiday season. The Biden administration fined them for that. Trump just forgave it.
Yep.
Announcing Southwest Airlines will have the remainder of its $140 million fine waived. Southwest still owed about $11 million towards that line. That had been directed to affected customers. But Trump administration officials justified letting Southwest off the hook by saying they, quote, believe this approach is in the public interest.
They might as well just had said they learned their lesson.
I'm sure they did.
This is like blatant, unwavering, in-your-face corruption. This is disgusting. And Cassandra on the live stream said it perfect because I saw it earlier this weekend. Last year, Donald Trump ran on affordability. Mm-hmm. Eggs are too expensive. Groceries are too expensive. What's he saying this past week? It's an affordability hoax made up by the Democrats.
Right.
I mean, are the Democrats the reason why you can't afford groceries or they've gotten more expensive? Is it their fault or is it a whole host? Is there, Jane, something called, it's a word I'm looking for. Is there nuance to this discussion?
And could be nuance.
This whole Southwest thing? I mean, reversed legislation that forced them to pay out to customers, not this situation, but anything that costs businesses money, he will take care of. Anything that makes them pay to the people who are their customers, he will take care of because he does not care about us.
Well, and all my whole thing after I saw this headline, again, this is Raw Story, which is an aggregator of news from around the country. A scrapping huge fine on airline that stranded millions is in public interest. Don't do stuff for us anymore then.
Mm-hmm.
Stop helping.
Yeah.
Stop, please. Stop helping.
No, stop doing that. Like, we don't need you.
Yeah, thanks. No. 855-752-4842. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thank you for your patience. What do you want to say?
I'm not going to go into what I have to say about you, young lady, but I'm going to say that I got it written out. But anyway, right now I want to say something about you knew I was a snake when you let me in.
Mm-hmm.
People need to remember that when they go to the voting booth. because all the other snakes who let him in, who let him run the place, people need to really pay attention to what is going on in our country right now, the enemies he's made, the people that he's hurting. He's only for himself. And this is my personal opinion. What I'm saying here is he is not normal. The people around him are not normal. You need to wake up, because we cannot have somebody who's not, who's somewhat on the psychotic side, worked in that area, running this country. And people need to wake up, because the Democrats are not going to be able to fix this. And we need to get people in there, and don't even give those people that voted against you a chance. I'm 71, older, and paying attention. You guys, please, please. And I love you guys. I want you to know I think you've done an outstanding job in that. So I'm going to say today,
thank you
guys so much for all the work you've done and continue to do.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, Jean. Really appreciate it. Yeah, it's grim.
Mm-hmm.
There are things we can do.
Absolutely. We still have a voice.
MyVote.wi.gov.
Absolutely.
Write it down. Keep it by your phone. It's useful. We're going to talk sports and past. Coming up after the news, Mike Clemens will be here to talk about the Packers' win over the Bears. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we get to our next guest, don't forget, we are in the midst of our multi-state text win grown-up gift list contest. The keyword this hour that you have to enter via the Civic Media app is PLAY, P-L-A-Y. Text in the word PLAY. You have until 10 o'clock, and that's going to get you in the running for our daily prize of $200 in cash and one of three grand prizes. But you have to enter the word this hour to text in via the Civic Media app only is PLAY, P-L-A-Y, and good luck. We are joined by Civic Media sports reporter and the guy who puts on more miles than probably our engineers, which is really saying something. Mike Clemens is joining us on the phone. Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Hi, Jane. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Doing
we
well.
Are good. How are you? Big win. Yay. Packers over the Bears 28-21. What a game.
Yeah, the Bears have been playing good football. They've won five games in a row. I knew that the new coach, Ben Johnson, who came from the Lions, was going to be good. And I also knew that Caleb Williams, their first-round pick last year, just give him some time to develop, and he gets better every week. But, you know, the Packers have Micah Parsons on defense now, and that changes the game. And Jordan Love is in a groove, and he hit Christian Watson for a couple of beautiful touchdown passes yesterday. And at the end of the game, the Bears had the ball in their hands. They were at the 16-yard line trying to get in to tie it up with a touchdown, and Keyshawn Nixon went flying across the end zone and intercepted that pass, and the Packers hold on to win last night. So it's a great game, good stuff.
It was fun to watch, and a lot of people I've been hearing talk about the game just talk about that's football, right? Instead of losing it so early on where it's like we're never going to get back here. It was a game the entire four quarters.
I've been telling the players this also in the locker room. Do you know what the ratings were for the Packers-Lions game on Thanksgiving?
Hmm.
Started out in the first quarter with 47 million viewers, according to Nielsen. By the fourth quarter, they were up to 58 million viewers.
Wow.
And then it carried over a little bit to the Chiefs-Cowboys game, up to about 61 million. Highest-rated regular season football in the history of the National Football League.
Why do you think that is? Is it just the Packers, Lions? Like what
people
you...
trapped at home?
You know, I asked some Packers people about that. It's because some of them, you know, like they didn't actually know those numbers. but they were impressed. Larry McCarron told me, he says, you know, they are doing a better job of tracking viewership on the streaming stuff now, like the people watching it on their phones or in the airports and things like that.
At church.
But, you know, like when we were in Detroit for Thanksgiving 2 years ago, that hit 37 million, and that was the highest rated Thanksgiving ever. But it's, you know, it's continues to be the growth of the sport, and these teams in the NFC North are some of the best teams in the league this year.
Mike, what do you – okay, so we have Paul Noonan and J.R. Radcliffe who come on the show every Thursday, and one of the things that I've seen from their analysis, especially going into a game, is we've heard a lot of, oh, they should have no problem with this team, whether it's the Cowboys, Carolina. There was another team that kind of seemed, I mean, even the Browns, where it just seemed like this will be a, it's, it won't be an easy victory, but they should be able to pull it off, and they don't. What do you think has been the problem with the Packers this season with like an inconsistency where 1 week it's like, oh, this is where they should be at, and then the next week you're like, they tied with the Cowboys?
You mean like losing to the Browns in Cleveland?
yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, because you have to give it 110% every week, and you can't let anybody in this league, you know, be with you until the fourth quarter. You have to put teams away, and, you know, it's like some of these guys are saying in sports these days, you know, if you're out there playing with your food, you know, sometimes it's going to come back to haunt you.
Yeah.
And that's happened to the Packers a couple times. You can't discredit some of these teams also that just come up with good game plans, or they get some of their key players back from injury. And that happened with the Panthers game. Panthers had a really good game plan, and the Packers had a hard time adjusting that. But it turns out the Panthers aren't such a bad team, you know, after all. So there's a lot of these teams that it turns out they're the one. Meanwhile, the Chiefs lost again last night. They're probably out of it.
Yeah, I saw that Travis Kelce did not have a good game, did he?
He did not.
No.
He did not.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us on Matt Nair on Air, Civic Media sports reporter Mike Clemens is our guest, hot off last night's Packers victory over Dub Bears 28-21. I have seen some things this morning, Mike, about some bad calls by the refs that Matt LaFleur was not necessarily happy about.
Yeah, there was some on Keyshawn Nixon. I talked to Keyshawn. I got him on the network that I work for right after the game, because at one point was one of the Bears players had his hand around his neck. You know, hey, it's the Packers and the Bears. Hello. And then, you know, Keyshawn made a couple of mental errors, dumb things that LaFleur was chewing him out for. But as I say, at the end of the game, he ends up making that interception to secure the win for Green Bay, and LaFleur gave him a game ball. But can I tell you guys, I'm here to talk about Jane Mattenair.
Oh, why, Mike? Why, okay. Mike, why are you here to talk about Jane Mattenair? So interesting.
Oh, well, that was what your email said. But anyway.
Mike Clemens.
For the rest of the time I've got here, I'm not going to be making a lot of jokes. I want to talk about a phenomenal career that starts with I'm working at, and I'm going to name call letters, sorry, WMYX and WEMP.
Yep.
And hey, have you heard the new overnight girl on the mix? She's really good. Oh, okay, sure. So I'm driving home from work. It's after midnight. I'll turn on. Oh, my God. Like, by the second break on the air, like, oh, God, she's a pro. Wow. And you find out she's a kid. And so did you take some classes in Minnesota before you got to Milwaukee?
Well, I went to broadcasting school. I went to Brown Broadcasting School. In Minneapolis. And then I did work for about 3 years at KNUJ KXLP in New Ulm, Minnesota. That was my very first job.
Did they have a tagline like, New Ulm, it's new, or something?
It's Ulm.
When you got that gig and then you got into Milwaukee, which had a tremendous staff, you had to be good to get on that station, because Beth Fass was very picky as the program director as to who got on the air. So when you started that overnight job, what were you hoping to do? My guess is, hey, if I can be, you know, the midday announcer and play records and, you know, introduce concerts and stuff like that, was that your goal, or did you have higher goals at 22 years old?
Oh, well, I was 24 when I started at the mix, and I wanted to be the cool night rock chick. And unfortunately,
okay. On the mix.
I know. And unfortunately, I was neither cool nor a rock chick. I was none of those things.
You were so darn talented, and you did a series of commercial reads that within a couple of months they said, "Wait a minute, let's put her on the morning show." Yeah. And then you were locked in the morning for the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life.
And
yes.
So So, Greg, 5 years later,
yeah.
this woman is not only doing morning drive, she's doing a week's worth of shows from Russia.
What?
From Russia.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about that.
You forgot about doing radio in Russia?
Well, we didn't do the whole show. We didn't do the whole show from Russia. We did breaks.
Well, I was back there. Hey, can you go over to the mix and produce this thing? Because Jane's in Russia and doing it live from there.
Yeah.
So we're hooking up. I can't remember how we got the signal, but it was great. It was interesting as ever. And, you know, talk about Lifetime. Just incredible. So then, and then Jane just continues to grow year after year. I mean, she comes with this great presence on the air, just born talent. You know, it's hard to find this kind of talent. That and the minute she turns the microphone on and says good morning, she's talking to you. It's not like a public address announcer. And, you know, just one of the best announcing voices ever in this state in broadcasting. And she's funny too, got a great sense of humor, and comes up with funny stories, or you know, has funny takes on stories in the news, like you guys have with, you know, Is This a Thing, and all the features you've had mm-hmm. on this show. But then the next thing is that then she's always growing. She gets involved in comedy sports, which is sort of like the second city of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
She's in some plays in the Racine Theater, right? You had some roles in the Racine Theater?
Yep, for a long time.
Yeah, and every morning she's reading newspapers. And the next day they say, hey, Jane, besides being co-host, could you also, like, read the news? Could you be a newscaster? Oh, okay. So she does that. Hey, and by the way, we have these public affairs shows on the weekends. Could you do an interview show? Okay. And she accepts every one of these challenges and then masters it and becomes a great interviewer, a great newscaster. And then one day, we're coming out of Nickelback and Christina Aguilera on the mix, and there's the smoke coming from the World Trade Center. And now we're into nonstop news coverage on 9/11.
Yes.
And we got a source that was in lower Manhattan calling from his office, giving us play-by-play as to what was happening next. And all kinds of other things. And we turned into a news operation. And we ended up getting number one in the ratings that fall. And a month later, we took the show to New York because we found out somehow that the Marines that were guarding Ground Zero, remember how they closed off all of Manhattan, mm-hmm. were from Milwaukee, and they knew us.
Oh, wow.
And so they let us in, and they took us down to Ground Zero.
Yep. Yep, I will never forget that, and I will never forget that day that we were on the air. Like so many Americans, we'll never forget where we were on that day. Mm-hmm. But, Mike, that was before we had TV monitors in the main studio.
Yeah, but so I could bring in stuff to Jane and say, here's what we know. But you had internet reports and that stuff going on. And then we were bringing in stuff from our networks that we had. But you could throw stuff to Jane. And she'd say, okay, got it. And then she could translate that on the air or ask the questions that everybody else is asking, like, who did this? How did this start? Where did this come up? What's the latest here? Gee, I don't know about – you know, that's the other thing about Jane is that there are things that we've done, you know, maybe come up with kind of a crazy, wacky idea. And then she's like, you know, I'm not comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
And not in a politically correct way, just like – let's think this through. And then you go home, you sleep out, you come in the next day and you say, you know what, she's right. It's not worth it. Why? We don't need to go down there.
Yeah.
So, but she played ball with us, too. Like Regis Philbin was losing Kathy Lee as his co-host. So Gelman said, hey, let's have a week of women in radio. They could, like, audition for the show. So I went to Jane. I said, could you do this for me, please? Could you just – they want videos. So let me shoot a video of you here in the studio. So she said, okay, all right, I'll play along. So there you see Jane in a tight headshot with headphones on saying, hi, Regis, Jane Matinera from The Mix in Milwaukee. Listen, I'd love to come and be your co-host. I mean, and then I slowly pan out, and you see kind of bare shoulders. And then you come back a little bit, and you see kind of a bare leg, and it looks like Jane is sitting in the studio completely naked saying, Regis, I'll do anything, anything, Regis.
Wow.
Well, the next thing you know, they play that on the air, and that's how we got Regis on the show a couple
of times. There you go.
Yeah, I would embarrass myself for anything for work. What humiliating thing would you like me to do tomorrow? Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I will say, though, Michael, and I would say this to any young broadcaster who is just starting out, say yes.
Yeah.
do you want to do this thing? Do you want to cover this thing? Say yes.
Yep.
Yeah, dude, it also helps to have your talent
well,
to go along with
that's
it.
So lovely of you. We're going to keep talking to Mike Clemens because I need more ego fluffing. So
there it
stay
is.
With us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Well, what was I supposed to do? The other team was out of town, and that Mark Chimura is so fine.
Brett and a Brooks and an Edgar and a Red Jeep, Jack and a Chimura and a Homer and a Jack.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And you've got about 7 minutes left to get out your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word PLAY, P-L-A-Y is this hour's keyword. Text in the word PLAY, up for grabs, $200. That is the daily prize, and then three grand prizes as well, but you have to enter. Text in the word PLAY via the Civic Media app, P-L-A-Y, and then Tom Hartman will have the next keyword for you coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. I'm Bob from Hortonville. Give it another shot. Not clay. It's play.
There you go.
P-L-A-Y.
Yeah.
Play is this hour's keyword, and good luck. We are joined on the phone by Civic Media sports reporter, and he's all over the place and on the road constantly. Mike Clemens is joining us. Michael, let's talk a little bit about the Pack Arena that you and I worked on together when we were both at the mix.
Yeah, and while you're reading all that, by the way, I've never had a chance to tell you this. You got me sucked into social media.
I did?
Yeah.
How did I do that?
Because in the 2000s, the last 20 years, we've gone from newspapers to newspapers online, and then there was blogs, and then there was this thing called MySpace. And I checked that out and thought, you know, I'm here for ratings and revenue, and I don't see any need to this. This looks like a waste of time to me. But then Twitter came along, and sports figures started commenting on games, like at halftime. There was a guy named Charlie Villanueva played for the Bucks, and I said, oh, that's a game changer. So I got on Twitter. I still wasn't paying attention to these other things like Facebook. And then I saw Gene Mattinair had a Facebook page, and I thought, this is like 2009. I thought, you know, I better get on there. Well, hello, you know.
That's now, the place to be now.
It's a staple. So
yeah, it's where all the kids are.
Pack Arena. There was this song called the Macarena from Los Del Rio.
It was huge.
It was number one the summer of 96. The Packers had a great training camp, looked like they were going to be good that year.
Mm-hmm.
And by September or October, as they were starting to just annihilate teams, there was this organic thing where people were dancing in parking lots. There was video that we had gotten a hold of from a Green Bay station where, like, at the lunch hour, offices of women were dancing to the Macarena, and they were calling it the Packarena. And our program director said, you're not leaving the office today after the show until I see some lyrics. He'd been asking for like 2 weeks, and we're like, we're not Weird Al Yankovic, man. We
exactly.
don't want to do this novelty crap.
Yep.
That's not us. That's shtick. You know, we're trying to be real. You're not. You see, Brian had worked at WLS in Chicago in 85 when the Bears had the Super Bowl shuffle. And so he says, well, Mike, if you think that this is a Super Bowl team, then by God, we're going to be the Super Bowl shuffle station.
Okay. There you go.
So I thought, all right, what do I do here? Okay. So I grabbed a roster, and I thought, oh, let's honor the team. So I throw in a bunch of names, and I get a couple of verses in, and I hand that in to Brian. He says, okay, you got something here. And then Dan and I could still make our tea times.
Jeez.
Had to get to the course. Yeah.
That afternoon. Jane comes in the next day and sits back with Brian, and this is the brilliance. It's like, okay, instead of two guys in the Macarena singing about, you know, it's happy to your body dances, and because that's what the Macarena is all about. Of course, they were doing it for weddings for decades after that. Jane comes with the role of, first, she's a singer, besides all this other stuff we've listed she does, but she comes in the role of kind of a cheerleader slash Packer groupie. So So she comes in with all these ad-libs. She ends up being the lead of that, and that's what made the So we played it on the air. It's just going to be a bit on the air. Phones go crazy.
Yep.
Next thing I know, it's like a month later, we've got these guys at County Stadium, the home of the Brewers. Was it 10,000 people?
It was insane. It was insane. We actually we stopped traffic on the freeway because they were backing up trying to get into the County Stadium parking lot. It was nuts.
You know, we had this guy, a corporate from Dallas, and you know he kind of wanted us to come up with this, but he just wanted to be a bit on the air. I was like, they want to buy it. Do you understand? I mean, this could be a national hit for us. Oh, no. And he never picked up the phone, you know, and called Los Del Rio or their record label to say, hey, do you mind? Can we, you know, we're going to do
this
charity.
We
never asked. So let's just keep it under wraps, okay? Let's just sell it and get out of it, okay? We had people begging us for years, can I get a copy of that? Sorry, they're all gone. We sold them. We gave all the money to charity, you know. But people played it for years after that. And, Jane, next spring, I promise you, when this football season's over with, and I got a couple of days in between, I know the people at the board, I'm going to try and get the Packer into the Packer Hall of Fame.
Oh, Michael, that would be
Oh, my gosh.
I will be pulling you out of retirement to do media for that.
That would be, I would be overjoyed.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be hilarious. And I do want to say, We raised like $92,000 for the Child Abuse Prevention Fund. That's what when we were selling the Pack Arena at $5 a pop, Michael. Remember that for those cassettes?
Yeah.
$5 a pop.
Yeah.
We raised $92,000. So
Mike, you were on that morning show with Jane. Hey, you got any copies of that Pack Arena? That went on for 5 years.
Yeah. By the way, I still have like 3 cassette copies left. If anybody wants them, just email me.
And we're auctioning off to Jane's Retirement Fund,
Inc.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. Michael, thank you so very, very much. You are one of the hardest working people I know, seriously.
Yeah, you've earned this retirement. Getting up at 3:30 all those years and sounding bright and fun and informed. That's hard work, and you've done it great, and it is a earned return. I hate losing you. I hate losing talented, balanced, information people in the media, but this is a retirement well-deserved, and I hope you, write a book. And I know that you will help young women or any other young broadcasters out mentoring or advice and that kind of thing along the way. So thank you for a great career, Jane.
Thank you so very much, Michael. I really, really appreciate it. And any young broadcasters out there listening, be a neurologist. Michael Clements, thank you so very much for your time. Love you, my friend. News is next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, what was I supposed to do? The other team was out of town, and that Mark Shimura is so fine.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.